Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How's your day going? I know many of you are excited for Eid, and I'm sure you're thinking of how to make it a special day. I would love to hear some of your family traditions. In my family, we usually start the day by calling our family and friends to wish them a happy Eid, and then we pray the Eid prayer. After the prayer, we invite our friends and family to come to our home for brunch. I love brunch because I really enjoy a colorful spread of fruits, breads, cheese, and hors d'oeuvres. Then it's time to go to the backyard to jump on the bouncy castle. And this gets all the kids giggling. After some fun and games, it's time to open presents. My favorite presents are those that are homemade, like cardboard robots, tissue paper flowers, or just a nice card. This Eid will feel different, but I'm certain that with a positive attitude and some creativity, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, friends, let's get started with our Ramadan Circle Time intentions. If you remember them, join in. My intention today is to gather with you in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Amazing. Now, let's get our minds thinking positive thoughts by sharing the one good thing that happened to you yesterday. Think of yours while I tell you mine. So yesterday, my kids and I made some simple machines with zip lines. It was a lot of fun. All right, take 5 seconds to think of your good thing. I will wait. Wonderful. Today's story is about an ant and a dove. One sunny day, a little ant was walking around in search of water. After a long walk, the ant was thirsty and tired. Suddenly, it saw a river and rushed to get a drink. Just as the ant was getting closer, it slipped into the river. The ant was frantic. It was drowning. A dove sitting on a tree nearby noticed the ant and pecked off a leaf and tossed it towards the ant. The ant climbed up on the leaf, huffing and puffing for air. The dove then flew down to the leaf and pulled it to the land. Thank you, dove, for saving my life. I hope we stay friends forever, said the ant. The ant and the dove did stay friends and lived happily. Then one day, the dove was sitting on a tree when a trapper came by looking for doves. As soon as he spotted the dove, he aimed his dart. The ant saw the trapper and knew it had to help his friend. It quickly bit the heel of the trapper and sent him screaming and itching from the bite. The dove heard the trapper scream and was startled and flew away. What can we learn from this story? We should always be there to help out our friends in need. Friendship is a very special and important thing to take care of. A good friend will help out without being asked, pay full attention when their friend is talking, and defend their friend whenever they can. You should treat your friends exactly how you would like to be treated. Take some time today to talk to someone you love about a time that they helped out a friend. How did it feel? Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle time today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.